Hey guys, Nick Drosos,
Dr. Andrew Steinberg,
and welcome to another episode of
Have the Balls to Talk About It. So I'd like to welcome a friend, a colleague, Woody, Dr. D. Woody, just to give a little background story, is an orthopedic surgeon from China, and he came to Canada, and then with differences in licensing procedures and so on, he was unfortunately unable to practice here, as desperate as we are for great doctors, and he went and then did training in physiotherapy and specializes in pelvic physiotherapy for men. Now, most people don't know exactly what that is, and I didn't even until a few years back, but now, you know, he's saved my life with some of my patients on so many times. We're going to talk about a couple of series of episodes with him describing what exactly is pelvic physiotherapy for men. We know about for women, often it started with, you know, Kegel exercises, urinary incontinence, and then it came into pelvic pain issues. But so many patients, male patients, have issues related to the pelvic nerves, the pelvic musculature, pelvic pain. I don't know how many patients I send him a week, but he works miracles, and I want him to explain to us, to Nick, you know, when I suggested this to Nick, he had no idea what a pelvic physiotherapist is. So we're going to start with that, and then we're going to have a couple of episodes following with a more in-depth discussion. So where do we go from here?
So let's start with the most basic question, because, you know, when you think of pelvic floor, pelvic therapist, you're thinking most of the time, you know, like I told you, I thought it was like, oh, for women, we think Kegels, but that's as far as it goes. So what do men, you know, where is our pelvic floor, if you want to call it that way? What does it do?
Yeah. And what do you do?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, if I can summarize my work, I can compare my work as mechanics, right? Physical therapy, we are dealing with mechanical issues. So a lot of complaints, like people, they have, like, for example, pain, erectile dysfunction, sexual dysfunction, not necessarily just there is a pathology. Many times there is actually no organic causes. Basically, there is a mechanical issues underneath. And as a physical therapist, we are dealing with all these mechanical issues, such as, you know, the joint is not moving well, and the muscle is not contracting properly, and if there's lack of endurance, the nerve is not firing up correctly. So this is our basic job.
But where is the pelvic? I know it's a silly question, I'm trying to visualize it. Maybe I'm gonna stand up, but where is it exactly? Where is it placed? What are we working on mechanically when we do
this? So in general, like a pelvic, just like, you know, underneath like our belly button, you know? And like we talk about is like a pelvic, and actually it's a region. So there is no, like, I wouldn't say there is a clear definition where is the pelvic is.
When I tell patients, when I'm sending one and I'm sort of preparing them to go see Woody, I basically say he's a physiotherapist, he doesn't deal with shoulders and so on, but he really specializes in everything between here and here. And that's pretty much true, because all the structures that come in and out of the, it's not just what's there, but all the stuff that come in and out. For example, a nerve can be starting in the back, come around and end up at the testicle. So it's really everything that comes in and out of the pelvis, which is important also.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this term, like a pelvic floor, is getting more and more popular, especially if you look at on the internet, everyone talk about Kegel. So the pelvic floor is a structure, is right underneath. It's a muscular structure, but there is a lot of tissue around, soft tissues, including our sexual organs. And so if we see the pelvic floor is really like just the bottom part of our, you know, the pelvic cavity. And depending on how you look at it, sometimes you can see that's a ceiling. So that's why I told people, if you look at this way, that's called floor, but sometimes you look this way, it's called a ceiling.
Similar to the diaphragm in your chest that separates the lung and the, you know, if you're looking from the spleen, it's the ceiling. If you're looking from the lungs, it's the floor.
That's correct.
And how important is it for men to keep that area healthy? Sexually as well? I mean, there's a lot of part of the mechanic that has to do with that.
Oh, that's very critical for our well-being. It's not only just sexual function, urinary function, defecation function, breathing, balance, just general move. Like every move involved, there will be a pelvic floor action. So it's really participating in almost all aspect of our life as a man.
Is it core connected?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, okay. So that's the term we separate like as a pelvic floor, but in terms of how it functioning, it really act as a part of the core. Right. So that's why when we train the pelvic floor, we cannot neglect this, you know, aspect. Is pelvic floor is not the individual thing, a structure. It's actually it's act as a part of the core, and the whole body need that coordination of the core muscle.
And so, what kind of patients come?
Well, yeah. So for yeah. Work? So I was going to ask, what would you say are, let's say, the top five things that you treat?
Yeah.
And a follow up to that is, what do you actually do?
Yeah.
It, you know, in a not in an hour long session, yeah. We'll save that for one of our other videos. But
In terms of our clients, I think my clients, I would say 90% are pelvic pain. So this is the biggest issue for men. It's a general term, but really including all the pain in the pelvis.
This is revolutionary. I know it sounds like, you know, just a little pelvic pain, but I see so many patients with pelvic pain, and again, we can talk about what that is. We're going to do a video on pelvic pain, but we used to call all of these chronic prostatitis and blame it on this, you know, hidden infection in the prostate, and we would treat antibiotics for 6 weeks, and then they would come back, and antibiotics for 3 months, wow. And then, you know, and 80% of them wouldn't get better. And this has revolutionized my practice, because now I have something real to offer patients with real success.
When did you change this, Andrew? When did you see that the medication wasn't? When did you say, so, okay, I need someone who's going to work
this,
on this?
I read a book about 5-7 years ago called Headache in the Pelvis, which was based on, it was a center in California, I think.
Yeah.
Which had success with this, and they were kind of leaders in that field. And I came from a patient who was coming to me with pain, and I just kept on starting with the antibiotics, starting with everything, different treatments, painkillers, and he goes, I'm better. This was after a year of trying to treat him. I'm like, what'd you do? I said, I found a pelvic floor physiotherapist. And I said, what's that? He said, yeah, you know, and he told me about the book, and I read it, and at that time in Montreal, there was one or two of them. And then, you know, now there's a lot. And then finally, I found one who specializes in men only, because we have a...
So that's interesting. Sorry, I didn't know. So you only specialize in men?
I started treating women.
Okay.
And I just feel there is a huge need for men, because if you see the whole our professional, we have to say 95% are even more than that, actually female therapists treating female. And if you look at on the internet, sometimes they will be clear, I don't treat men. Yeah. So that's probably the all how I started. I said, like, you know what, we have to have this. You know, I think as a man, I can understand men better.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So what are two other things, let's say, that you treat besides pelvic pain?
I think pelvic pain is the top one. You know, urinary issues, people that go to we call the lower urinary tract symptoms. So for example, you go to the toilet more often, at night you have to wake up 4 or 5 times. You have problem control urine flow. This is probably the second common issues. They don't necessarily have pain, but it's urinary dysfunction. And then I getting more and more the new, like, people is the erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, this, so is the new frontier. This is one of the new frontiers for erectile dysfunction.
Yeah,
pelvic physio.
Yeah, that's gonna be a whole episode that I'm sure a lot of people are gonna want to know about, because, I heard it when we spoke and Dr. Steinberg told me about it. So, I mean, that's interesting to think that it, you know, you can help with that. It's with exercises. Well, I think we're gonna need a whole other show.
Yeah, but just I guess in a minute, like, you know, tell us what a patient could expect when they come see you in general.
Oh yeah, like, I think they come to see a pelvic physio is the same as you see a regular physio, right? So for example, you have a shoulder pain, just we talk about your case.
Yeah.
So we have to, first of all, carry out a history taking, you know, we ask a few questions and really, with the question specific, as figure out the mechanical issues underneath. And then we'll carry out a physical examination. Most of the time, people, they think we're gonna go direct to the pelvic floor, but I have to say, I would say 90% of my patients in the first session, I don't either to have to go to pelvic floor. As I mentioned, it's only one part of the body. And then after physical examination, normally we'll work out, you know, what's the problem list. depending on what we see, what we assess. And then there will be set up a goal with the patient and make a plan. And basically, patient need to carry out the plan in a regular base, and we track the progression and to see what's going on, like the follow-ups.
So, Dr. D, Woody, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Great. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, and we're going to have you back next week, where we're going to go in-depth discussion on pelvic physio and erectile dysfunction. So, have the balls to talk about it. Welcome to Woody.
Guys, remember, subscribe, hit the bell, and join Have the Balls Men's Club. We'll put the link on the bottom. And Dr. D is going to be joining us as well in the club. So you'll get a chance to ask him some questions where we're going to go more in depth about it. And we'll see you guys next week.